The Bush administration, I think, also won a victory when it came to the air conditioning in the building.
They want it cold?
The Kerry camp wanted it cold. They want it below 70. They wanted it like around 65. Because Kerry is a sweater.
Ah.
Well, of course, and a lot of people mentioned that in his Democratic nomination, acceptance of the nomination
speech.
That
he was sweating.
That he was sweating. And people don't like that. You don't like to look at there and see your leader in, this is just a debate situation, and he's a sweater. We don't want to think of him being a big sweater at crucial times. And so Kerry camp wanted it cold. The Bush administration said, no, we wanted, regular room temperature around 72. Because Bush isn't a sweater.
Right.
So they got that. Another thing they negotiated, and I don't know what the turnout was of this, but one thing they wanted was the lights that they give the candidates to let them know if they're, whether they need to stop or they have a 5-second cue, you need to wrap up.
Mm-hmm.
The Bush administration wanted that kind of where the camera could see it, because Kerry is notoriously long-winded, and Bush is more succinct.
Right.
And so they wanted people to see when Kerry ran out of time and how much further he was going, to emphasize his long-windedness and his run-ons and winding around.
And see, people think these are, that's stuff like this is big.
Because
it's all about how you present yourself.
It's all about the perception people have. It's not about it's not really even a debate.
Uh-uh.
Because one of the things the Bush camp also won on was that the politicians cannot ask direct questions from the other one, which is more what a debate is.
Right.
Because Kerry could probably rip Bush up then. But if Bush can just stick to his talking points and look good, he can win this thing. What did
crazy.
You see where Kerry, he gave the Bush administration the Bush campaign more ammunition when he tried to explain his now infamous line that he voted for a military spending bill after he voted against it. Okay? So he's trying
confusing.
To explain it. He says, I had one of those inarticulate moments late in the evening when I was dead tired in the primaries and I didn't say something very clearly. Well, the Bush camp, they determined that the comment was made at a noontime rally in West Virginia. So they're going to use this new comment saying, John Kerry says that he made this around midnight and after he was dead tired. Well, this is the guy. Here he is in the middle of the day.
Wow.
So it's unbelievable. Bush also got in a zinger on Kerry by suggesting that Kerry could debate himself for at least 90 minutes.
At number three, that's the Musers, George Dunham and Junior Miller.